Krishna Book, Canto 14, Sudama, Chapter 80, Scene 2. Sudama Brahmana, induced by his wife to visit Krishna. There was a very nice Brahmana friend of Lord Krishna, and as a perfect Brahmana, he was very elevated in transcendental knowledge. And because of his advanced knowledge, he was not at all attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, he was very peaceful and had achieved supreme control over his senses. This means that the Brahmana was a perfect devotee, because unless one is a perfect devotee, one cannot achieve the highest standard of knowledge. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunang janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudulaba. A person who has come to the point of perfection of knowledge surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, any person who has surrendered his or her life for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has come to the point of perfect knowledge. The result of perfect knowledge is that one becomes detached from the materialistic way of life. This detachment means complete control of the senses, which are always attracted by material enjoyment. The senses of the devotee become purified, and in that stage, the senses are engaged in the service of Lord Krishna. That is the complete field of devotional service. Although the Brahmana friend of Lord Krishna was a householder, he was not busy accumulating wealth for very comfortable living. Therefore, he was satisfied by the income which automatically came to him according to his destiny. This is the sign of perfect knowledge. A man who is in perfect knowledge knows that one cannot be happier than what he or she is destined to be. In this material world, everyone is destined to suffer a certain amount of distress and enjoy a certain amount of happiness. The amount of happiness and distress is already predestined for every living entity. No one can increase or decrease the happiness of the materialistic way of life. Therefore, the Brahmana did not exert himself for more material happiness, but he used his time for advancement of Krishna consciousness. Externally, he appeared to be very poor because he had no rich dress and could not provide a very rich dress for his wife. And because their material condition was not very opulent, they were not even eating sufficiently. And thus, both he and his wife appeared to be very thin. The wife was not very anxious for her own personal comfort, but she felt very concerned for her husband, who was such a pious Brahmana. She was trembling due to her weak health, and although she did not like to dictate to her husband, she spoke as follows, "My dear husband, I know that Lord Krishna, who is the husband of the Goddess of Fortune, is your personal friend. You are also a devotee of Lord Krishna, and Krishna is always ready to help his devotee. Even if you think that you are not rendering any devotional service to Lord Krishna, still you are surrendered to him, and Lord Krishna is the protector of the surrendered soul. Moreover, I know that Lord Krishna is the ideal personality of Vedic culture. Krishna is always in favor of Brahminical culture and is very kind to qualified Brahmins. You are the most fortunate person because you have as your friend the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna is the only shelter for personalities like you because you are fully surrendered unto Him. You are saintly, learned, and fully in control of your senses. Under the circumstances, Lord Krishna is your only shelter. Please, therefore, go to Krishna. I am sure that He will immediately understand your impoverished position. You are a householder. Therefore, without any money, you are in a distressed condition. But as soon as Krishna understands your position, He will certainly give you sufficient riches so that you can live very comfortably. Lord Krishna is now the king of the Bhoja, Vrishni, and Andhaka dynasties. And I have heard that Krishna never leaves his capital city, Dwaraka. Krishna is living there without outside engagements. Krishna is so kind and liberal that he immediately gives everything, even his personal self, to any person who surrenders unto him. When Krishna is prepared to give himself personally to his devotee, then there is nothing wonderful in giving some material riches. Of course, Krishna does not give much material wealth to his devotee if the devotee is not very fixed. But I think in your case, Krishna knows perfectly well how much you are fixed in devotional service. Therefore, Krishna will not hesitate to award you some material benefit for the bare necessities of life. In this way, the wife of the Brahmana again and again requested, in great humility and submission, that he go to Lord Krishna. The Brahmana thought that there was no need to ask any material benefit from Lord Sri Krishna, but he was induced by the repeated requests of his wife. Moreover, he thought, if I go there, I shall be able to see Lord Krishna personally. Oh, that will be a great opportunity. Even if I don't ask any material benefit from Krishna. So when the Brahmana decided to go to Krishna, he asked his wife if she had anything in the home that he could offer to Krishna, because he must take some presentation for his friend. The wife immediately collected 4 palmfuls of chipped rice from her neighboring friends and then tied it into a small cloth like a handkerchief and gave it to her husband to present to Krishna. Without waiting any longer, the Brahmana took the presentation and began to proceed towards Dwaraka to see his Lord. While he was proceeding toward Dwaraka, he was absorbed in the thought of how he could be able to see Lord Krishna. He had no thought within his heart other than Krishna. Thus ends chapter 80, scene 2. Sudama Brahmana induced by his wife to visit Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section from our Vaishnava Acharyas. According to Sridhar Swami, the chaste lady was especially unhappy because she could not obtain food to feed her husband. Further, she was fearful to approach her husband because she knew that Sudama did not want to beg for anything other than devotion to the Supreme Lord. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains in his commentary how the Brahmana's wife anticipated every possible objection Sudama might make to her request that he go to Lord Krishna to beg charity. So if Sudama might say, "How could the husband of the goddess of fortune befriend a fallen soul like myself?" she replied by saying that Lord Krishna is Brahmanya, very favorably disposed towards the Brahmanas. If Sudama might claim to have no real devotion for Krishna, she replied by saying that Sudama is a great and wise personality who would surely obtain the shelter and mercy of the Lord. If Sudama Brahmana might object that Lord Krishna is equally disposed to all the countless unhappy conditioned souls suffering the fruits of their own karma, then she replied that Lord Krishna is especially the Lord of the devotees. And thus, even if Krishna himself did not grant Sudama his mercy, certainly the devotees engaged in serving Krishna would mercifully give him some charity. Since Krishna protects the Satvatas, or the members of the Yadu dynasty, what difficulty would there be for Krishna to protect a humble Brahmana like Sudama? And what fault would there be in his doing so? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments that since Lord Krishna had at this point put aside his weapons, Krishna no longer traveled outside his own capital of Dwaraka.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.